Faithfulness Revisited, Luke 16, verses 1 to 31. Jesus then began saying to his apprentices, "Once there was a wealthy man who had an economic manager, and he got angry at him for not making him richer. The wealthy man said to his economic manager, 'What is this that I hear about you not making me more money? Return to me the book that documents all business transactions and all those who owe me, for you will never be my manager again. You are fired.' So the economic manager said to himself, 'What will I do without this job? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm too proud to beg. Aha! I know what I will do, so that when I am unemployed and homeless, I will have friends who welcome me into their homes.' So before he returned to the book of business transactions, he went and met with each of the clients who were in great debt to his boss. He said to the first, 'How much are you in debt to my boss?' The client replied, 'A year's worth of olive oil from 150 trees. Then the economic manager said to him, 'I am forgiving some of your debt. Let us change your document and take off 50% of what you owe.' Then to another client he said, 'How much are you in debt to my boss?' He said, 'A year's worth of grain from 100 acres. The economic manager said to him, 'I am forgiving some of your debt. Let us change your document and take off 20% of what you owe.' When the boss eventually found out, he actually praised the economic manager, even though he thought he was unjust. He was impressed that the man acted intelligently by seeing the end of his current road and completely changing his approach to life. Look, you can often learn more about true faithfulness and transformation by looking at ordinary people rather than by looking at those who are piously religious. I say to you, do not hold on to money, for it is unjust in its very nature. Instead, use it to make friends for yourselves by giving it away or forgiving the debts of those in need. Then when money fails, as it inevitably will have lasting treasure as you are welcomed into the Creator's community. The one who lives by trust when handling a worthless thing like money will also live by trust when handling the truly important things in life. On the other hand, the one who lives by control and fear when handling worthless money will also live by control and fear when handling the most important things in life. Therefore, if you are not living by trust when you handle unjust money, then who will trust you with the things that really matter? If you are not living by trust when handling the things of civilization, then why would you ever expect the Creator to trust you with what is truly precious? No servant is able to give complete loyalty and allegiance to two different lords. Inevitably, a servant will be forced to disown one while obeying the other. Likewise, you are not able to serve both the Creator and money. If you handle money the way it wants to be handled, then you will disown the Creator in the process. But if you faithfully serve the Creator, then you will disown money by spreading it around generously." The members of the political party, the Pharisees, who loved money and possessions, heard these teachings on money and began to ridicule Jesus. Jesus responded to them, "You people like to put on a show in front of others. You try to convince others that you live with justice, but the Creator knows the true darkness of your hearts and lives. The things which are esteemed and valued by civilization, like money, are detestable in the Creator's eyes. For civilization turns the Creator's priceless creatures into commodities to be bought and sold. Up until John the Baptist, the law of Moses and the prophets were the vehicle for the Creator's word of truth. Since John the Baptist, however, the gospel of the Creator's rule has taken over, and civilization is responding with violence against it. But do not think the law of Moses is going away, for the intent of the law of Moses is being fulfilled with the arrival of my teachings and the Creator's rule. If you treat the Creator's creatures like objects and commodities, then you are cutting yourself off from the Creator. If you treat women like objects by using them and tossing them aside, you are breaking the Creator's law. People are not commodities to be passed around and used for your physical pleasure or for social and economic gain. Once there was a wealthy man, not even worthy to be named, who partied in lavish luxury every day while adorning himself in the fanciest and most expensive clothes. Meanwhile, there was a poor man named Lazarus, meaning the Creator helps, who was full of sores. The Creator had brought Lazarus into the rich man's life to teach him compassion and generosity. But the rich man had thrown Lazarus off his property, leaving him to sit outside the locked gate. Lazarus was hoping to get some food scraps from the rich man's table. Day after day, the rich man ignored him and would not help him, but some stray dogs were compassionately licking Lazarus's sores. Poor Lazarus eventually died and joined the Creator's faithful people while they safely rested and awaited the resurrection. The wealthy man also died, but he was buried and separated from the Creator's presence. The rich man, greatly humiliated in the realm of the dead, lifted up his eyes and saw that Lazarus was among the Creator's true children. He continued in his arrogant, entitled, and hard-hearted ways by barking out orders. Have compassion on me! Make Lazarus come help me and bring me relief! I am in great distress, for the Creator's purifying fire is destroying all the injustice in the world. But Abraham, representing the faithful people of the Creator, said, Child, remember how you took everything good for yourself and ignored those who were poor and in need like Lazarus? The Creator's judgment has come and now Lazarus is being renewed while you are being ignored and allowed to suffer what you did to others in your greedy storing of wealth. This judgment is final, for there is a great and uncrossable chasm between us. You could have repented and changed your ways during your life, but now it is too late. The rich man replied, Then send Lazarus to the house of my father. Have him warn my five brothers to abandon their selfish pursuits of wealth, so they won't also join me in this place of humiliation. But Abraham replied, They have the word of the Creator speaking to them through Moses and the prophets. They must listen to them. But the rich man said, No, Abraham! If someone came back from the dead, then they would listen and share their wealth with the poor. Abraham said to him, If they will not listen to the Creator's word through Moses and the prophets, then neither will they be persuaded by someone coming back from the dead.